Good morning, everybody. I'm Pastor Roderick Richardson of the Word Center and the great city of Jackson. I'm so glad to be here. Your pastors invited me to do morning prayer. Unfortunately, I'm on Central Time, so it's real early here, and the roosters haven't even gotten up yet. But today, I believe early, we shall seek him. And so this morning, we're going to seek him. And I am charged today to speak from Proverbs 29, which is a familiar passage of scripture. The New American Standard Bible says, where there's no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. I like the Message version, which we call here in Jackson, the ghetto version. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what reveals, they are most blessed. Now, this is an interesting scripture that when you study it, it's actually from a leadership perspective as well. That word vision actually comes from a Hebrew word, hazan, which means communication from God to be communicated to others. It sounds like leadership to me. In other words, others can't walk with him. Others can walk with him to the extent that I talk to him. And well, what is communication, Pastor? You said communication is the transfer of ideas, concepts, feelings, information from one mind to another. Another thing about vision is vision also means revelation or to uncover. In other words, I'm more likely to stumble on things that may be dangerous to me versus what's destiny for me. Destiny is exactly where God wants me to be. It reminds me of the story of moths. When you actually study moths, it's actually quite simple. It's actually quite interesting. You know, and we're in essence like moths. Moths are attracted to the light. But when you really light a fire, the fire produces light as well as heat. Light and heat comes from the same source. So really the moth, it doesn't have the judgment to understand that you can't get the light without being burned by the heat. So there's this struggle that we have as humans. How can we get what we want without being affected by what we don't want? And so ultimately, we end up a casualty of war because we have to risk going for the light because we didn't understand that there is something that came with it and that was potentially destructive. And so when we talk about God's guidance, it helps me differentiate and discern between what's good for me versus what's just good to me, what's destructive versus what's destiny. And this is the conflict. The conflict is of the human spirit is that we're attracted to things that sometimes might kill us. So sometimes it's as if two people are on the inside of us. One wants to do one thing. One wants to do the other thing. I love fried chicken, but I know I don't need fried chicken. So a part of me say, I want to be healthy and eat this asparagus and broccoli. But the other half of me say, no, put some hot sauce on that chicken. One person says, smile and walk away from the conflict. The other one says, you know what? You ought to cuss them out, you know, but when you have vision, he gives us discernment on which voice to answer. The Bible talks about, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians 14. It says there's so many voices out here and none are without significance. So now when I have vision, I'm able to distinguish between what's good for me versus what's God for me. So rather than choosing the cars and the cribs, we need to be praying for clarity this morning. Yeah, we need to be praying for precision of purpose this morning. We need to be praying for details about our destiny this morning. So this comes by allowing God to shape my vision. What's interesting is that, you know, my eyes are a little puffy right now because I have something called CRT. Well, you say, well, Pastor, what's CRT? CRT is cornea refractory therapy. And what's interesting about this CRT method is that I put these contacts on at night, right? And it shapes my vision. I have horrible vision. But when I put these contacts on, it literally shapes my cornea. And when I wake up in the morning, I have 20/20 vision. Now, I have to do this every night, and I can actually go a couple of days and my vision will be clear. But the longer that I'm disconnected from those contexts, the blurrier my vision. And so when he communicates with me, he's transferring his ideas, his information, his heart from his mind to my mind. And so when I'm connected to him, he's able to guide me. And when he's guiding me, things are not as blurry, which means that I can make decisions with clarity. I don't have to go to Facebook and ask people about my purpose. I don't have to go to my parents all the time and ask them about my destiny because he leads me beside still water. God will guide me. I don't have to talk to them. I can get directions directly from him. And so I want to make sure this morning that we are very clear in understanding that when we have a God-given vision, God will direct our paths. He will order our steps this morning. Let us get ready to pray. I don't know the protocol because I know I'm live, whether I'm supposed to pray into the camera or can I just close my eyes or whatnot, but let's get ready to pray. I want everybody to bow their heads and let's stand in agreement or whatnot. And if you want to, you can go into your heavenly language. Father, we just thank you this morning, God, for this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. We are up early this morning, Father God, not just by default, but on purpose, Father God, for we believe, Father God, that our purpose is ordained by you. And so we come to you this morning first, giving you adoration, giving you glory, giving you praise this morning. God, we honor you today, Father, first of all, for giving us life. There are thousands in this world that didn't wake up this morning, but we were one of the one. So, Father, we honor you today for life, for strength, for health, and a sound mind, Father God. You've given us the ability to see today. You've given us the ability to hear today. So, Father, we get up today thanking you for the little things on today. And so, Father, as we get ready to launch into our day, Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for clarity of vision, Father God. Help us see clearly, Father. Help us see clearly our destiny, our purpose. Help us see clearly the things that we are to do to be successful in you, Father. Father, we want to live our life, God, based on you, Father God. We want to live our life so that we can be pleasing to you. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would endow each person, Father God, with your Holy Spirit, that you would endow each person with your anointing to lift burdens and to destroy yokes, Father. Father, I thank you this morning that as we walk out of our doors, Father, as we walk to our businesses, as our kids go to their schools, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that ministering angels are encamped about us, Father, protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, God. I thank you right now. I bind the spirit of accident on every highway, every byway, and back road, Father God. I thank you right now, Father God. You said in your word that you shall keep us from falling. So, Father, I thank you right now that every trap that has been set by the enemy, Father God, we shall not fail. We shall prevail in everything that we do. Father, I declare and decree, Father God, for supernatural ability to complete every task at hand. Father God. For Father God, you know our hearts, Father God. So Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you're directing us, Father God, that you're leading us, Father, that we're making heart decisions and not head decisions today, God. God, I thank you right now that everything we touch today, it shall and it will prosper, Father God. I bind procrastination right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I speak to to-do list today, Father God. And I thank you right now that everything that we set out to accomplish today, we will accomplish it. We will finish it on today, Father God. And Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would cover all of those who are struggling this morning, Father God. There are people this morning, Father, that may be even on this call this morning that may not feel well. Father, cover their bodies, cover their minds, Father God. I bind sickness right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You said in your word, Father, and we put your word to the test today. You said in your word, your covenant you will not break, neither shall you alter the things which comes out of your lips. So, Father, we put your word to the test today, Father God. You said that in your word that everything shall bow at the name of Jesus. Father, so Father, COVID-19, Father, is a name. Diabetes is a name. High blood pressure is a name. Lupus is a name. Cancer is a name. Everything, Father, that's named, Father God, in heaven, on earth, and below, Father, shall bow at the name of Jesus. So all sickness, all disease has to bow this morning, Father. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody who's struggling in their finances right now, Father God. We have called you by the Hebraic name this morning, Father God. You are Jehovah Jireh. Father, you shall provide every need. Father, today we declare and decree that we shall not miss anything. We shall not lack anything. For Father, you said in your word, Father God, that you pleasure in seeing your servant prosper. So Father, we declare that we are servants today, Father God. God, I speak over leadership right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Father, they shall not miss or lack anything, God. Father, continue to cover them. Keep their mind, Father God. Father, I declare and decree that they are creative, God, that they have creative ingenuity. God, I thank you right now that anything that comes against them shall fail and not prevail, Father God. I thank you that they have strong marriages, God. I thank you that they are blessed from the bedroom to the bank account. Father, I thank you. We stand in agreement today, Father, for we know that there's power in agreement, Father. You said in your word, if any two agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done of you. Father, one can chase 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. So, Father, with everybody on this call, Father God, we dispatch ministering angels right now in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we honor you today, Father God. We thank you for a successful day. We thank you for a safe weekend. Father, we declare and decree, Father God, for a prosperous month and a prosperous year, Father God. So, Father, in this season, keep us, God. God, we honor you today, God, with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul, Father. And Father God, we pray for leadership of this country, Father God. You said that we should pray, Father God, peace, that our leaders shall be in peace, Father, that our people may be in peace. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that from our president to our Congress to our Senate, Father God, that there are no divisions or schisms among them, Father God. But I thank you right now that they all have the same mind, Father God. I pray that you would heal this country, unify us, Father, for you have said in your word in Psalms 133, Father, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So, Father, I thank you right now that we are unified as one body, God. God, I speak over the outlet right now, God. I thank you right now, Father God, that there are people that even on this call, that your Holy Spirit is dealing with them right now, Father, to step up their game, Father, for they're not serving men, they're serving you, God. So I thank you right now that each person on this call has a servant mentality, God. We honor you, Father, that they're serving you, Father, with their talents, with their gifts, Father God, with their treasures, Father. I thank you, and I give you the glory, honor, and praise this morning, Father God. We love you today, God. We thank you today, God. God, we cherish everything about you today, oh God. And God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that each person that's on this call, Father God, God, they shall reach new heights, Father. Today, they will have the energy to complete every task with efficiency. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that this day shall be a good day, for this is the day that you have made. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Somebody agreeing with me, shout in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, that was a first for me, first time praying on Zoom. May you go in peace today. I see a few familiar faces and names. So thank you so much for joining us. And our prayer is that our prayers are heard this morning, and that we go forth in power, we go forth in clarity, and we go forth with God's guidance. May God bless you guys this morning.